Hello, this is Ryokyu Endo's Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With a wish for your heart will be fulfilled with the light and eliminate your future, I would like to broadcast this Dharma Talk. Okay, next sentence of the Amitāyu Sutra, which Ananda, disciple Ananda, praised Shakyamuni Buddha in many several different ways. And next sentence is that Ananda said, "Today, the world I is in a state of the leading master." Well, the world I is some kind of special expression. The first time I see this way to call Shakyamuni Buddha as world I. And the leading master, or just simply saying the master who lead other people the way. So if you hear this, then you can imagine which light of the 12 is reflecting to Shakyamuni Buddha's existence. To see the way, to be able to see the way, we need light. And if you see it, you need eyes. Well, this see and eye is not just physical eyes. It's eyes of the heart. And this light is the wisdom. The light is a symbol of the wisdom in the Buddhism. And yes, there is the wisdom light. It's one of the 12 lights of the great spirit of the universe. It is reflecting to Shakyamuni Buddha's, and also emulate from the inside of the source of the existence of Shakyamuni Buddha, which illuminates everywhere in the universe. If you awaken to the wisdom, you will know which way you should go, what is the way, the light way, to lead you to the happiness, happy life, happy future. And wisdom tells you this is the way. And that wisdom will be able to lead other people to the light way, the way of toward enlightenment and happiness. The great future. But our wisdom is always be challenged, and if you are not wise enough, you'll be dropping to the darkness. Our light is open, and so much disturbing comes. Try to blow out the light of your fire, which is of the candle. Yes, which is a symbol of the wisdom. And what makes you not awaken to the wisdom? It is a fear. Fear always try to take away your light decision, light view, to lead you to the happy future. Fear is wearing a cross, which is called ego. Inside of ego is fear. And this society now are recommended to live with ego, almost as it is a light of the human being. It is almost like if you don't live with ego, you lose. That is the temptation of the whispering by the evil spirit. It's very simple. All the happiness, all the fortune are brought by other people. But ego always try to make you choose, to try to make you focus to your merit, your own merit, and to try to close your eyes to see what is the need of other people. When you start living based on ego, you lose the universal point of view. At that moment, your light is cut off, and you start going toward the darkness. However, you don't realize it, because you are busy at that moment, you are busy with thinking about how to protect yourself, how to protect your ego, how to protect your security. All the fear come from fear toward security. People are afraid, some people are afraid how other people think about themselves, them. It's because we human beings, in ancient days, in primitive days, we are not able to live without helping each other, without help of other people. Before the currency system established, people are giving and receiving, exchange by the things. And it was more, giving was more. Always people try to give more than receive. That was a custom. Once you get the bad reputation, okay, that this person always try to get more than receive, people will stop supporting you, and there will be no the relationship of supporting each other will be corrupt. And that's why people are still afraid of what other people will think about him or her. It is based on what am I going to do if I can't eat, if I can't survive. Well, there's a very interesting group, some kind of a spiritual group called Itoen. I think it's about 100 years ago, maybe started, or 7 years, about 100 years ago, maybe. The founder did have no job, nothing, and then he just decided to visit people's house and ask them, please let me clean your toilet. And just one by one, he started to cleaning the toilet of the houses. And then what happened is that the people started let him eat, or let him give the place to sleep, etc. And with this practice and also together with the chanting Heart Sutra, he suddenly enlightened. He realized that as long as I am devoting to whatever need of other people, to devoting to help other people, the great spirit of the universe will let me survive enoughly. And finally, this group become a big group and big, and there's one big center in Kyoto, or maybe more. So what the only way to relieve from here fear is one way is to only way or one way to devote to that. To devote to make other people happy. And another way to relieve from fear is to be responsible to live. Or just be responsible to what the mission, or realize the mission, what is the mission in every task. Anything, whatever happens in life, just to realize what is the mission of yourself for this situation. And whoever accepts the responsibility to take responsibility to fulfill this mission for other people and for the world, the wisdom light will take a place instead of the fear. And you will, with this light, the wisdom, will emulate your way to the future, happiness future, and also be able to lead other people. Let other people relieve from this fear and walk toward the future happiness. Release, to be relieved from ego, to be relieved from fear, is a way of happiness, happy future. I do wish you realize this, you awaken to this. Also, with the light of this wisdom, you also be in a state of the leading master, emulate and be a world eye and emulate the light to let other people awaken to the happy future. Not be controlled by fear, but awaken to the light. The darkness by the ego is heavy. But emulate the light, the world is the light. May you and people around you, and people in the world, emulate light for happy future.